From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says Afghanistan has emerged as the greatest military challenge, and more American troops could be headed there as early as the spring. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
Gates told the Senate Armed Services Committee there's a vacuum in Afghanistan that is increasingly being filled by Taliban forces, saying it will be a long and difficult fight. The Pentagon is considering doubling the number of U.S. forces in Afghanistan over the next year. There are now about 32,000 troops there. Gates says there's no pure military solution in Afghanistan, and more must be done to help develop the country through international aid. Still, Gates told the senators he believes the United States can achieve its strategic objectives in Afghanistan. They include denying a safe haven for al-Qaeda and rejecting a return to power by the Taliban. On Iraq, Gates says American military presence is winding down, but he says the U.S. will be involved in Iraq on some level for many years to come. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
President Barack Obama today called on Congress to, in his words, keep politics to a minimum in terms of moving quickly to act on its proposed $825 billion economic stimulus package. The president spent more than 2 hours today in closed-door meetings with congressional Republicans seeking to do some arm-twisting as he continues to try and convince Congress to move on the package. However, some GOP lawmakers have complained the current initiative includes too much spending and not enough money for tax cuts. Democratic-led House and Senate are expected to approve a package by the middle of next month. The House is expected to vote on its version of the plan tomorrow. A report out today suggests 2009 will be a rough year for the nation's retailers amid the weak U.S. economy and worries about job security. NPR's Dave Mattingly has more.
The National Retail Federation projects retailers will see a drop in annual revenue. The NRF's chief economist says consumers will continue to rein in spending in 2009 amid ongoing job losses, lower home prices, and tight credit. More than 50,000 corporate layoffs have been announced this week alone. The report says retailers will see weak sales through most of the year, but then a rebound should occur in the final quarter, helped in part by an economic stimulus from the federal government. It forecasts a 3.6% jump in retail sales in the final 3 months of the year. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
The interest rate setting arm of the Federal Reserve has begun a two-day meeting today with one of its traditional avenues for boosting the lagging economy now largely unavailable. At its last meeting, the Fed's powerful Open Market Committee moved to essentially take short-term interest rate targets to zero, meaning there's no room for more rate cuts. However, Fed policymakers have said they have other options to stimulate the economy. It's expected the Fed will issue a statement tomorrow afternoon. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 58 points, ending the session at 8,189. The NASDAQ gained 15 points. The S&P 500 rose 9 points today. This is NPR. Illinois senators for the first time have been listening to FBI wiretap recordings of Governor Rod Blagojevich. Those recordings are part of the government's case against Blagojevich at his impeachment trial being held in Springfield. The prosecutor in the case today said the tape conversations reveal the governor talking with a lobbyist about how to exchange campaign contributions for legislation being pushed by the horse racing industry. Blagojevich is accused of seeking to sell President Barack Obama's vacant Senate seat to the highest bidder. The governor, meanwhile, is boycotting his trial. Blagojevich has denied any wrongdoing. Novelist, short story writer, poet, and critic John Updike has died. The author won just about every major literary prize, including two Pulitzers. Updike died this morning, NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
John Updike was known for his often lyrical descriptions of middle-class America. His works were first published in the 1950s. He modeled the fictional small town in his early short stories after his own hometown of Shillington, Pennsylvania. The town provided the backdrop for Updike's most famous character. Harry Rabbit Angstrom is the Swedish-American protagonist of four novels. The author followed Rabbit from his days as a young star athlete into adulthood. Updike once said that Rabbit was a kind of everyman who had glimpsed great success early in life and wasn't going to find that type of success ever again. John Updike died of lung cancer near his home in Beverly Farms, Massachusetts. His last work, My Father's Tears and Other Stories, will be published this summer. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
John Updike was 76 years old. Crude oil futures fell $4.15 a barrel, closing at $41.58 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.